Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Dr. Mike Ryan, a prominent figure within the World Health Organization, has been dropped from the WHO's newly appointed executive management team amid major cutbacks aimed at reducing payroll costs by 25%. The Sligo-born epidemiologist, who many, of course, will remember as a key leader in the global COVID-19 response, is currently serving as the executive director of the World Health Organization Emergency Programme, and he'll depart his position on the executive in June. Well, joining me to discuss this now is Dr. David Nabarro, Strategic Director of the 4SD Foundation and former WHO Special Envoy on COVID-19, who we've spoken to many times on this programme about that issue. David, hello to you. Nice to have you with us again.
Oh, good morning. Lovely to be back. Thank you very much.
So we wanted to talk to you about Dr. Mike Ryan, because he is such a well-respected and influential figure at the WHO. The director of the organisation said that Mike was due to leave 2 years ago and stayed on because he was asked to. Has this news come as a surprise then?
Well, it's always a surprise when we hear that Mike Ryan is moving on. It's been with us before because, as Tedros said yesterday, he has been wanting to move on. But he's also one of these people who is just... it's emblematic of global health, and for him to be leaving is a bit of a shock. He is quite a unique person. He's not only technically brilliant when it comes to dealing with infectious disease, but he's also a man with heart and soul, and it's that most of us really love him for, because whenever he's travelling, and I've travelled with him a lot in different countries, he always connects with the people he meets, whoever they are, and they feel better for it. He just gets to their hearts, and he knows how to connect with people, especially if they're a bit embarrassed about being ill or they're worried about what's going to happen to their loved ones. Mike was the guy who would be able to just calm people and make them feel good, because he's just such an authentic person.
And have you managed to get the chance to speak to him since the announcement was made?
Well, I've exchanged texts with him. Mm-hmm. That's what we always do. I just actually said what I believe, that this guy is incredible and extraordinary. And I know you in Ireland have all realised he's a true son of Ireland, and he got this award from President Higgins recently, was special. So I just did what I think everybody does. But, you know, very brilliant people are often hugely modest. And he writes back saying, well, you know, in a way that often attempts to put back my comments and say, well, they apply to you as well. But truly, to listeners, this is a guy to be proud of.
Mm-hmm. Now, the WHO, like a lot of international organisations, David, is suffering due to US change of policy in terms of international aid. And I know you're limited on commenting directly on what's going on in the WHO, but in general terms, what kind of impact do you think the policy change is having internationally?
Thanks a lot. Yes, I don't know enough about the inside issues being discussed in WHO, but I need to just share with you, Claire, how does global health really work? Well, it works through connections between people at country level who are responsible for health. You had a person I worked with in Ireland called Tony Holohan, for example, who was the former chief medical officer for Irish government. And it connects together people like the Tonys, the people who are responsible for health, and particularly when you've got an infectious disease happening, WHO creates the connective web that holds people together and that integrates all their information. A lot of this is done informally. It's not done through formal reports from governments. They take 2 or 3 weeks to appear. But when you've got a worrisome disease starting to emerge, you need to be able to connect with people directly and to hear from them their concerns. And that's what WHO does best. Now, when you cut back on staff and you reduce the amount of money available, what happens is you lose the people who are needed to make these connections happen, the people who know and have personal relationships around the world, the people who set up the complex video calls that are necessary, the people who provide interpretation, because we do speak so many different languages. And that's what's hitting WHO at the present time, is that they're having a lot of the vital people leave the organization, and that will reduce their ability to provide this connective web that keeps us all safe.
Mm-hmm. And we have seen Mike Ryan recently speaking about the war in Gaza and the impact that it will have on the region and the people there who are suffering so dreadfully. How yes. crucial is he and the WHO as part of the emergency health response in a situation like that, for example?
Well, these people, and start with Tedros, who's the Director General of WHO, and then Mike, and then his successor, a guy called Chikwe Ihiatsu. These people are the kind of center points around which all emergency health responses in the world are currently running. And you take one or two of them away, it just weakens the situation. Now, because they're authentic people, they also have opinions, and Mike does voice his opinions quite openly when he sees horrible things happening. But that shouldn't take away from the extraordinary contributions that he has made. And we don't want to lose too many of these people because of funding cuts, because they are so important to global health security.
David, we're very grateful to you, as always, for taking our call. And we watch with interest to see what Dr. Mike Ryan, who, as you say, we're all so proud of, what he goes on to do next. That's Dr. David Nabarro, Strategic Director at the 4SD Foundation. We'll take a break back after this.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.